Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Hang on 1 second. I'm typing out the code. Sports. Oh, is that America? The code is too long. How am I supposed to remember that? It's Wrestling Observer Live, and we're live 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. It's Jim Valley.
Thicker than a Snickers.
The effing king of recovery.
Faster than a cat with whiskers.
Back because of the fans.
Each and every one of you.
The largest gathering of trailer park trash.
You all fat, neck-bearded, mouth-breathing trolls.
They don't have a channel in their soul.
Happy Survivor Series Saturday. Speaking of fans, I expect the fans in Vancouver, BC to be super hot, molten hot for Survivor Series today. Bloodline versus Bloodline in War Games. So many possibilities coming up tonight. Also, if you're warming up for WWE Collision, it's on a special time tonight, 4 p.m. Eastern and 1 p.m. Pacific. And it's followed by Lucha Rampage, so 3 hours of AEW, which was taped on the 22nd. But it does feature the mysterious Harley Graham, whoever that is. I think it might be Blitzkrieg. Remember the masked high flyer in WCW appeared at like one spring stampede that disappeared, never to be seen again. Hey, coming up on the show, we're going to talk to the man who is responsible, if you're in your late 30s or 40s, responsible for your childhood. Mark Flintman, producer for WWE Raw, Royal Rumble, for the 16-bit era, Genesis, Mega Drive, Super Nintendo, so much more. Stand by, we got a lot to cover. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It is June Valley. It's Wrestling Observer Live. Next week, have a very special guest. Now, if you've caught any of the promos for Saturday night's main event, you've probably noticed they're using the original theme song. Hey, that song right there. Obsession by the band Animotion. So next week, I'll bring you an interview with Animotion's lead male vocalist, Bill Wadhams, the guy from the music video. Now, Bill doesn't follow wrestling at all because he's a normal, upstanding citizen. Matter of fact, I had to let him know and send him a link to the Saturday night's main event promo. He had no idea WWE was using Obsession again. And I expect, because they want Saturday night's main event, the new one, on December 14th, to have an old school feel, they'll probably use Obsession at times in the promo and the program itself. So I've been trying to bring you some unique interviews, and I think one of the people who sings Obsession fits the bill. Bill Wadhams from Animotion next week. You know, SmackDown was taped last week, for which I commend WWE management. You know, in the 80s and 90s, WWE talent worked brutal schedules. And there were so many deaths, as you know, especially in the 80s. And it's my opinion that the schedule played a role. I mean, it was likely, probably extremely difficult to maintain that schedule without things to keep you going or help you sleep. But I applaud WWE for giving talent a better quality of life. Survivor Series, Vancouver, men's and women's war game matches, plus Gunther versus Damian Priest for the world title. Braun Breaker defends the Intercontinental title against Sheamus and Ludwig Kaiser. And LA Knight defends the U.S. title against Shinsuke Nakamura. Only thing I can say for sure is I expect it to be a very storyline-driven show, which is what fans want, what has brought WWE so much of its success the past few years. So I think we'll see things set up for Saturday night's main event, maybe some hints for Royal Rumble, maybe even WrestleMania. You're going to see Rock? I don't know. Is he busy with Moana 2, promoting that? What about Hikaleo or lands on Hawaii. Lots of possibilities tonight. You know, bloodline versus bloodline. So many personalities, especially CM Punk and Paul Heyman. And whatever Paul Heyman promised CM Punk. Women's War Games. A lot of eyes going to be on Nia Jackson, Tiffany Stratton. Also, probably Io Sky, since she's got an upcoming title shot. And then Rhea, of course, a huge star. Liv, Dom. Dom interfere. We shall see. Mentioned Collision, 3 p.m. Eastern, 1 Pacific, followed by Lucha Rampage, featuring stars from CMLL. It was funny. During the Collision taping, you'll watch it today. It was taped Wednesday after Dynamite, and Beast Mortos wrestled. And Tony Schiavone made the point of saying that after this match on Collision, Mortos would be leaving the arena right away, getting on a private jet to Reading, Pennsylvania, to wrestle on Lucha Rampage. I laughed. Who says AEW doesn't have attention to detail? Okay, everybody. Anyway, Collision, it's a good show, solid show. I mean, I don't think, if you miss it, I think you'll be fine. But the main event, Okada versus Daniel Garcia, is excellent. But you watch it, solid show. It's certainly, you know, worth your time. If you got it. Vancouver, not the only city buzzing today. It's the annual WrestleGate convention in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And last night, TNA held its Turning Point pay-per-view there. Couple of results. A lot of fans weren't happy. Trey Miguel had travel issues. And Matt Riddle replaced him in the six-man tag team match with Zachary Wentz and Kushida versus the Hardys and East Austin. Hardys and Austin won, by the way. And then Joe Hendry defeated Brian Myers, Eric Young, John Skyler, Hammerstone Rhino to win the 2024 Turkey Bowl. Hendry pinned Brian Myers, so Myers had to wear a turkey outfit. Remember that. Get back to that. X-Division champ Moose beat Laredo Kid. Steve Macklin beat Josh Alexander in a no DQ match. Josh doing the honors, maybe out the door, possibly. And Masha Slamovich successfully defended her Knockouts title, beating Jordan Grace 2-1. Again, maybe doing the honors. Out the door. Who knows? Nick Nemeth is still the TNA world champion. He beat Eddie Edwards, but there were shenanigans. Late in the match, both Nemeth and Edwards were laid out outside of the ring. When out comes Brian Myers, still in the turkey outfit. Who says wrestling doesn't honor stipulations? But before Myers could do anything, JBL comes to the crowd. Stop me if you've heard this before. No, don't. I'm going to finish. JBL gives Myers the clothesline from hell. JBL leaves. Both competitors get back in the ring. Nemeth hits a super kick on Edwards, pins him, retains the title. Now, if you're keeping track at home, JBL in TNA, he's now given a clothesline to Myers twice, Eddie Edwards, and Joe Hendry. It's like the last four title matches of Nick Nemeth. JBL has clotheslined his opponent or someone in the match. So hopefully we'll get some clarity on this situation. We'll see. SmackDown last night, tape show, but solid go-home show. Kevin Owens made his case against Cody, showing all the times he was assaulted by Roman and the Usos. He told Cody that the American Nightmare should be ready for the Canadian Dream. Funny. There was a tape meeting with Roman, Paul Heyman, and CM Punk. It was darkly lit. They were on this desk. Looked like something out of The Godfather. The big takeaway is Paul Heyman promised Punk a favor for being in War Games, but nobody would say what it is. Now, this whole thing I thought was well done. Not out of the realm of things WWE has done recently. But, and I commend the creativity. And I expected universal acclaim, to be honest. But there were some, more than I expected, not a majority, but more people than I would have thought who were negative on the whole cinematic aspect. They thought it seemed staged. Took them out of the moment. Seems very normal to me, Adam. I was really surprised by that, to be honest. But we shall see what happens. Is Paul Heyman gonna leave Roman and manage Punk? Punk is a heel against Roman with Paul Heyman. That would be money. Or maybe it's a world title match against Gunther or whomever the world champion is. We shall see. I mean, there's so many storyline possibilities tonight. I would expect a storyline-driven show, but, you know, it's funny. In the past couple of shows, we expected some major events and got nothing. So WWE always keeps us on our toes, that's for sure. Coming up, he's the man who is responsible for great childhood memories of many wrestling fans and kids who are now like 30s to 40s. Former acclaimed video game producer, Mark Flipman. He worked on WWF Raw, WWF Royal Rumble, and Rage in the Cage for Sega Genesis, Mega Drive, Sega CD, and Super Nintendo, plus so many other titles. Maximum Carnage, Simpsons, just games and toys. He's living the life. We'll talk to him coming up. Stand by. It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? 401k, we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live, Jim Valley. It was 27 years ago today, November 30th, WCW versus NWO, officially released for the Nintendo 64. I played that game so much. And before that, I played WWF Raw and Royal Rumble on my Super Nintendo. We've talked to our guest before, and he's produced those home video games and so much more. Maximum Carnage, this, all the Simpsons home video games, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, NFL Blitz, My Little Pony, and countless others, and toys and games. He's got a book on his life and career called It's Not All Fun and Games, available now at Amazon, a great gift for a gamer or wrestling fan on your list. Mark Flidman, it's great to talk to you again.
Hello, Mr. Jim Valley. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, the last time you were here, we just hit the ground running. We got right into it, and I didn't even get to ask my first question, which we probably should have answered, and that is, what does a video game producer do?
That's a loaded question, but every producer does has different responsibilities at different companies. Luckily, when I started in the industry early on, I got to do everything because it was pretty new, and the companies I was working at were very trusting. So a producer can do anything from managing just the time schedule to finding developers, finding licenses, creating, designing the games, working with marketing, working with sales, doing interviews with different publications, working with licensors. So, like I said, I got lucky, and when I was a producer, I got to do all of those things. And on the wrestling games, it was great because I got to work directly with the WWF and design the games with the developer. So it was a dream come true.
And this is something you didn't plan for. You just fell into it.
I did fall into it. When I went to college, nobody was studying video games. I think Nintendo, the NES just started, but I was studying film. I wanted to be a filmmaker and a director and a screenwriter, and I just fell into it. After college, you know, how everybody else is, you're looking for work, you're looking for anything that relates to what you studied, and I just fell into video games.
You know, I have a friend who was at Nintendo. He still is. And he started as a game tester. And it probably took him 20 years to, you know, work his way up into marketing and things. So you really, from what I can see, kind of fast-tracked. Very fast-tracked, as a matter of fact.
Well, yeah, it didn't seem like it at the time, but what happened was, a friend knew I liked to play games on the Commodore. He was testing games at a company called Mindscape in Illinois. Told his boss about me. I got a phone call. I went in. I started in testing, and because I was one of the older people there, the manager started to ask me if I could go visit some developers and help them with their game designs and completion. And first trip was to Toronto, Canada. Second trip was to Australia. And then I started second-guessing and going, well, I'm busting my butt here in Chicago trying to get on film productions. And I just traveled to Australia to to do video games. Maybe I should do a career change.
And can you program? Are you a whiz with script or anything?
I'm not a programmer. I like to consider myself a creative person and a good manager. And so that's how I fell into it, with my background in screenwriting and filmmaking. I think some of the best games out there have solid storylines, and that's where my skills started to shine.
You know, obviously, gamers will have opinions on what makes a great video game, but from inside the industry, what are the components of a great game?
Well, I'm sure a lot of gamers have heard this. It's something that's easy to play and hard to master. So you want to, it's a tough balance. You want to have a game that almost any consumer can get into and enjoy it, but it has enough difficulty or surprises that the strong gamers will find challenges. And that's probably one of the toughest things about making the games. You don't want to make it so easy that people can finish it quickly, but you don't want to make it so hard that nobody gets to the end. So it's a balance.
I remember when I was talking to my friends that used to be at Nintendo here in Redmond. You know, they would say something like a very high percentage, like 70% of video games never get finished. People who buy them, 70%, like, don't finish games. Something like
yeah.
that.
I'm sure it's accurate, and that's the tough thing, too, is because I always wanted to have a really good payoff for people that finish the game, but and nowadays, I don't think memory is too much of a problem, but back in the old days, you only had so much memory to use, and if you used a lot of that memory on a big payoff at the end of the game that you knew a small percentage of people were going to see, it was a tough call.
You know, and that's one of the things I want to talk about today in Vancouver. Just up the road is WWE Survivor Series. And the Survivor Series was one of the matches you could play in your games. And having those extra characters on the screen, was it a challenge? What were the challenges to make a Survivor Series match in the Super Nintendo Sega era?
Well, of course, it's always a challenge. You know, before we did the Royal Rumble game, which had about, I think, six wrestlers in the ring at one time, all the games had usually the most you could have is a tag team or sometimes three characters, but usually it was just kind of standing outside the ring and then one going in the ring at a time. So we had a great development team called Sculptured out in Utah, and they figured out how to manage six wrestlers in the ring at one time. And once we got to that level, we were in good shape. But then you had to work with the AI to figure out when you're going to have them come in, what they're going to do, how do you interact with them. But like I said, great development team, and we all worked together. And in those days, that's the most we could achieve, is six players in the ring at one time.
You know, the first licensed WWE game was WrestleMania for the NES. And to call it a wrestling game is quite a stretch. They had very few moves. You had to pick up weird tokens. The controls were not intuitive, to say the least. The models were odd. Just bizarre. Any thoughts on, I know you weren't a part of that team, but how does that happen? I mean, that looks nothing like wrestling.
Well, you know, when you start out, like I said, most of the thing is memory in the old days. You'd reach the limit, and you could only do so much, so you'd be cutting out things. You'd be cutting out wrestlers, for instance, in a wrestling game. You'd be cutting out characters in other games. You'd be cutting out moves. You could only do so much. But as time progressed and when I started to get involved in the wrestling games, and it also depends on the producer. A lot of times you have a producer that really doesn't know wrestling, so they're just making the game. They were assigned the title, and they work on it. When I got assigned wrestling, I grew up with it. I knew wrestling, and I wanted the wrestlers to have their finishing moves. I wanted them to have more specific moves per wrestler, but it's tough because it's like we're saying, it's memory. So if all the wrestlers share a lot of the same moves, you're saving a lot of memory. But once you start getting into their special moves, it's chewing up how much space you have.
You know, I still remember the first time I opened up, I don't know if it was a wrestling magazine or a video game magazine, and I saw the advertisement for Royal Rumble, and I was just like, this looks amazing to have the finishing maneuvers and a big roster and all of these options. At the time, I was so excited. I couldn't wait for it to come out. And I'm sure I'm not the only one. We'll take a break here in just a second, but we'll talk about your fandom growing up in the Midwest, AWA and Bruiser Crusher, Bobby Heenan. Talk about you being on site at the Manhattan Center for some of the earliest Monday Night Raws. And, you know, maybe talk about your thoughts on 2K video games, the 3D games. Just any thoughts on where video games, as far as wrestling goes, and your dad. We'll talk about your dad and pro wrestling too. Stand by, it's video game producer Mark Flitman, Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live, talking with the video game producer, Mark Flippman. Now, you grew up watching wrestling in Chicago. Was that WWA? Was it Bob Luce? Do you know who it was?
It was Bob Luce, yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I missed
it. And Vern Gagne.
Okay. Yeah, because they both kind of ran Chicago. So from a wrestling fan's perspective, other than the finishing maneuvers, what else did you try to bring to the games?
Well, we had the finishing moves. We had special moves. We tried to have their music, their intro music. We tried to have, you know, in the old days, and when I say old days, I think before Royal Rumble, all the wrestlers pretty much looked, they had the same physique, because it saved a lot of memory to have them share that. We tried to make different wrestlers look different, and then we tried to add elements outside of the ring, like the chair, the bucket. We tried to have things like illegal moves, but just like in wrestling, you know, you got to distract the ref. So if you hit the ref and knocked him out, you could start cheating a little, raking the eyes, choke holds, things like that. Things that I know were the specifics of wrestling besides just clinching, hitting, trying to pin the opponent, things like that. That's the old stuff. You got to start getting more specific.
I remember cackling when you could knock out the referee and cheat like that. Wrestling is so much personality, and it's like you've got to have that personality in the game. And I thought that was captured beautifully. I have a theory, and maybe indulge me for a second.
Sure.
But I believe that video games, because a lot of the audience are, you know, young men, young females, oftentimes gamers. I believe, like, games like Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat or Double Dragon, you know, Virtua Fighter, you know, all the way to today, have influenced what we see in the ring, bell to bell. As far as the moves are more spectacular, the action is more fast-paced. And I think, you know, because the audience, a lot of them playing games, are conditioned to that. Wrestling doesn't exist in a vacuum. And that's my theory, that I think video games are a big influence on the style that we see today.
I agree with you, and I know you've seen the documentary too, the McMahon, and he talks about that. I think it's both ways. What's happening in society is reflected in wrestling, and a lot of times what wrestling does is passed back to society. So it's kind of a give and take.
Now, speaking of McMahon, he is a noted control freak. And I was surprised to hear that you pretty much had free rein, that there really weren't any parameters, that you had to follow any edicts from corporate.
Yeah, well, when we were doing the wrestling games, there was so much going on with wrestling, I think that the licensing people just kind of had I'm sure they've talked with Vince, but he had other things to worry about.
Hey, it was the early 90s. He was busy with some other things, come to think of it. I should have realized that. Yeah, he had trials and such.
But I do remember once when I went, when I was backstage, I saw Vince and Macho Man in a heated discussion. And as I was just kind of walking by, the security was like, get away, get away. So, yes, he seemed from a distance, or as close as I got, to be a very controlling person.
He's Caesar. And you were backstage for a number of the early Monday Night Raws at the Manhattan Center.
I was, and you know, it was great. There was a time when they had a storyline where Owen and Brett were fighting with each other, and I'll never forget being backstage after they were out in the ring yelling at each other and screaming and saying that they were going to kill each other, and then they came backstage and they were like, "Nice job, great job," patting each other on the back. Made me realize what great actors a lot of them were.
It's all in the family. I mean, they've been doing, they've been kayfabing since they were little kids, so yeah. And you picked all the rosters yourself.
I did. Of course, I had to get it approved by the WWF, but yeah, I did pick them. And like you said, I would attend all the Monday Night Raw events when it was in New York, when it first started. They always had them in the same arena. And I usually try to keep a low profile. I kind of sit up in the balconies, watch what was going on, watch the audience, watch the matches, sometimes go backstage. I remember one night when I was sitting up in the balcony thinking, oh, I'm just going to be in the shadows. And the Bushwhackers came out. I didn't know. They came out in the balcony. One of them grabbed my head and did that little Bushwhacker rub on me on the live show. It was kind of embarrassing.
That's funny. I figured it was something to do with Doink, because he was always up in the balcony, but the Bushwhackers, lucky you.
Yeah.
And you never put them in a game, so was that revenge?
Oh, no. It's tough. A lot of the games, I don't know if we ever had tag team wrestlers in the game, and they were a tag team. I don't think you really didn't see them separate.
Yeah. I mean, you had tag teams in Rage in the Cage. You had the Nasty Boys and the Head Shrinkers.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, today, being in the WWE video game can be a very nice payday. You know, maybe five figures, maybe more for big stars. But that really wasn't a thing back then.
I don't know about the payday, but I know that when we pick a wrestler to put it in the game, they were just, you know, over the moon, loved it. And I got a lot of thank yous from them because it was like, you know, like you said, early 90s, it was young. And to get in the game is cool. I mean, even nowadays, people enjoy it. Or when you make a action figure toy of someone, whether it's from a movie or a TV show, they love it. It's a real honor.
Was there any wrestler who was hard to recreate in the video game?
Not really. I mean, you know, when you're dealing with body types, like I said, a lot of times you could kind of share some things, but when you're doing someone like Yokozuna, he doesn't look like anybody else. So you've got to make it different, way different.
And why did you choose Luna Vachon? I know a lot of people, you know, just one woman instead of two. I guess there really wasn't. And maybe Sherry, I guess you could have thought. But why Luna?
I think she was the most colorful back in those days. I mean, women's wrestling wasn't that big to begin with. And her dad was a staple in wrestling. So I thought it was a good choice.
Yeah. Definitely. You know, and I think, you know, certainly, you know, women, girls, you know, they're girl gamers. why not throw a woman in there for them, right? You know, or more, you know, now they're a whole female roster. So I think that's great. It's, you know, for too long, I think it was a boy dominated hobby. And now, you know, girls are, you know, are as good as anybody, and they're great and famous, you know, girl gamers. I think it's great that you started that. Have you seen any of the modern WWE 2K games?
I have, and you know, they look amazing. And I wish we had those capabilities back in the day. As far as the specifics, I really can't comment on them. I've seen them, I've played them a little bit, but I really should get back into it and see if they're really having those special little touches that make it really feel like wrestling.
Some do, some don't. It's amazing how sometimes they hit it out of the park, and other times you're like, oh, what was this? But it's just kind of the way things are. What did your dad think of this whole pro wrestling connection with your job?
Oh, you know, it's kind of funny. I was telling my dad recently about that I was going to talk with you, Jim, and he started to tell me this story. When he was a kid in Chicago, growing up in Chicago, he said they were friends with a lot of wrestlers, and the wrestlers would come over to their house and visit with them. And he told me two funny stories. One of them was that at one wrestling match, a friend of theirs who was a wrestler was getting beat up in the ring, and his grandmother picked up a chair, and she was going to go in the ring and, like, beat up the other guy that was fighting with him because she thought it was real, and he was beating up their friend. But then he started to tell me that one time he was, a little troublemaker as a kid, and he was getting too rough, and the wrestlers took him, and he said they tied him with a rope to the bottom of the stove in the house, because I guess stoves were on big legs in those days. And he said he got loose and came in the room and started swinging the rope around and hitting everybody with it. And I said, you're kidding me. And I said, do you remember the name of the wrestler, one of the wrestlers you were friends with? And he said, yeah, it was George, I believe it was George Manzor. So I looked him up, and sure enough, there he was with a picture, and he went by, like, the name of the Sheik of Yemen, Sheik of Baghdad. It was, I couldn't believe that I even found the guy, and my dad remembered his name. But, I guess he had some wrestling connections when he was a kid, too.
You know, kids in wrestling, name a more iconic pair. There's just something about little kids having fun with at wrestling and getting into it. It's pretty great. The book.
Yeah, and my dad's 97, so
oh, wow.
That was a long time ago.
Hey, somebody wanted to know, how did you guys, for Maximum Carnage, the game, how did you guys get Green Jelly on the soundtrack?
I think Green Jelly contacted us at Acclaim. They were big fans of Spider-Man, and they wanted to know if there's anything they could do in the game.
Nice.
And marketing said, that sounds like a great idea, and they did the song, a lot of the music for the game.
That's awesome. So the book is available on Amazon. It's called It's Not All Fun and Games. What kind of things are in the book?
It's basically my whole career. I started to write it because I wanted my daughters to have something that they could remember me by. Just not the book, but just writing about my career so I could get it down on paper. And one thing led to another. A publisher got a hold of me and said, you know, we'd like to print this story. And that's what we did. I tried to do it chronologically, and I tried to have a little bit of interesting stories, lots of pictures, because I know that video game and toy people like to see what you're talking about, and I just wanted to kind of document it. I know there's a lot of people that want to know what goes into the making of these things.
Sure. Hang on one second, Mark. Sure. We'll be back right after the break. It's Mark Flippin,
you got it.
Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
We'll be right back. How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're to the touring. Midway Games. Konami. You're not just Acclaim. And LJ and also Hasbro and so many more. The book. It's not all fun and games. Are there two versions available on Amazon or just one?
That's a good question. I think that it's just one, which is the standard version, but if you go to Press Run, their website, I believe that you can get the limited version, which has 64-page additional booklet, some collector pins, and a signed certificate.
And that has extra wrestling content, so would recommend wrestling fans might want to get that version, because the booklet does have a lot of WWF content. Mark, thank you so much. I should hate you for the life you've had, but you're just too nice of a guy. But congratulations on everything. I appreciate it. It's a great book. Get it for the gamer or wrestling fan in your life. It's not all fun and games. Mark Flippin, available now on Amazon. Have a great holiday and happy new year. Thanks so much for your time, man. I really enjoyed both of our conversations so much.
My pleasure, Jim. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I got a new kidney, so I'm starting to feel more like myself. So things are going good. Looking forward to 2025. Hopefully, it'll be my year. I'll be
excellent. Excellent.
Yeah. All right, my friend. Well, stay in touch. You can come back anytime you want. I really appreciate everything.
Thanks so much. Have a good holiday.
You bet. You too. Mark Flipman. The book is It's Not All Fun and Games. Available now at Amazon. Seriously, great gift idea for a gamer or someone who likes toys or a wrestling fan. Any of those people. Or someone likes all three. Check it out. Anyway, talk to you next week. Be back with lead singer Van Emotion next time. Enjoy Survivor Series. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer.